Should be live.
Going live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 live stream coming at you straight out of the heart of San Diego. We are the most erotic podcast on the internet tonight. I am sitting with the Lord of Lovemaking himself, Rocco Bodie. Next to him, the Prince of Penis Precipitation, making it rain all over the county.
Skeet.
Skeet, 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 till you can't skeet no more.
Skeet art.
Garrett Hunter. I am Derek Acosta, also known as the Maharaji of Makeouts, and our super secret ninja, and he knows it. That's right, the King of Cunnilingus, ladies and gentlemen, special guest, Sean Chatfield.
Hello, everyone.
Oh my God!
I'm here.
Wow!
Oh my God!
I was here the whole time.
The digital realm.
You didn't even know.
Did you give your body to the cyber?
I gave my
region?
Body. I sacrificed myself for Cyber Monday.
I'm his silicon soul.
To be fair, I just assumed you were late.
Oh,
you basically were.
If you knew me well, Eric, you know that is not who I am.
Ooh, entering the fray is the Archduke Bishop of Blowing Up the Booty, Brian Abushakra.
Nice. What's up? It's me, guys. I'm here to blow up some booty here tonight. You know we go get crazy, we gonna get rock, we gonna get tilt.
That's right. We are the royal family of sex. Welcome to our podcast. Take it away, Eric. I want to give a shout out to BackinCart64 in the chat. He wrote, "All hail the royal family of sex."
Yeah.
Thank you. I like the sound of that.
Thanks for your worship. We are not taking it lightly. We're going to make you realize you were right. We're going to confirm what you thought and with some sex acts.
Real quick, tonight. Though, Eric does need a royal name if he's part of the royal family.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to, off the top of my head, I'm going to say you are, the Emperor of Ejaculation.
Ooh. Yeah.
Eric Bedore.
There it is.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been a while since we put out a request for fan art. We got a lot of talented artists.
Yeah.
I would like to see us, the royal family of sex, the Maharaji of Makeout, the Lord of Lovemaking, the Prince of Penis Precipitation, the King of Cunnilingus, the Archduke of Blowing Up the Booty, and the Emperor of Ejaculation. All of us in our regalia, like sprawled out, Thick Ricky?
Pretty Ricky.
Like a Pretty Ricky video.
Yeah.
Like a midnight special, but you know it's the royal edition.
Yeah.
So
a lot of purple.
Let's get some fan art going.
That's our challenge for the week.
Let's do it.
You know what? We're going to end the year on that, so let's make it happen, people. Hey, thank you.
I want to say real quick before I forget, that just reminded me, just a quick side note. I saw that movie Creed this weekend.
Oh yeah,
another next movie in the Rocky franchise.
Oh yeah,
and I was just gonna say that the main boxer, the number one boxer in the world, who Creed goes up against, is named and nicknamed Pretty Ricky. And the whole movie, I couldn't look
late
at.
Late night special.
The whole time I'm going, so when's he going to fuck that ottoman?
Yeah.
When does that happen?
He's pipe layer.
Anyway,
he's got explicit reason.
He's got explicit
reason.
Where
the fuck is that video?
It's got to be on YouTube.
Still there?
That's like my number one or number two favorite internet video ever.
That is such a good
hack. I'm pretty sure they'll put that video on the Smithsonian someday.
There's an episode.
The ottoman's already there.
There's an episode of American Dad that makes fun of that.
Yeah,
well, I saw that.
I did see that clip.
Why? Like,
American Dad is so funny.
They're
it's so topical.
They're random. Yeah. They're funny.
It's like, what if your dad was a Republican?
Oh,
but
with a big chin.
But like really funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Think about that.
Sometimes I think about The Simpsons and Family Guy and all of that. Anyway, so, thank you for joining us. Now, everything I did say a minute ago about those thoughts and those experiences, that was my analog self. But tonight, this is our digital avatars. We are in the cyber world because we are on the eve of Cyber Monday, the most holy day. We realized the other night we did not have a proper Thanksgiving cast, a thanks cast, if you will, on the show. We didn't have one this year. Unfortunately, we won't be having one. Thanksgiving is over. We're not doing that anymore.
No,
America. No. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about America.
Right.
There is only Cyber Weekend now. It's all about those cyber deals, those digital deals that you get. You log on to your what's your favorite e-vendor? Go to Amazon.com, eHow.com, and just order away. But we got a digital feast in honor of. We don't do the give thanks anymore. That's over. We give thanks to the products we love or the vendors we love.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about now. We're not going to be thanking each other or the people.
No.
I just want to say thank you to Amazon Prime Now. 1 hour shipping. you can get whatever you want. Today I got shipping labels.
In 1 hour.
So thank
great.
You.
That was great.
Anyway.
I got, shout out to iPhone. Apple products, Apple Watch.
Yeah,
baby.
Steve Jobs, you pussied out and died quick, but you know, if you would have hung in there, who knows what we would have got. Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm gonna give a shout out to Kickapoo, who went so far with their sponsorship. They made a cyber can for us.
Whoa.
A digital cyber can just for us. That
you can
was
download
so nice.
This can, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna download it to my fucking gullet
you can
right
download
now.
It. Whoa. That was so nice.
Sean.
So nice.
Ah, gigabytes. Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Oh, I'm thankful for the red cups at Starbucks.
Yeah. No.
Put me in the holiday.
No, don't say that.
Oh, not say that?
No, because they're going to write an article.
What? This is my faith.
There.
All right.
Well, they're going to write.
All right. Well,
fuck your faith.
That's what they're going to do, man.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck
your
faith.
Yeah. You want to hear?
Face.
There's going to be people with dissenting opinions. You can't have that.
I don't want dissenting opinions.
Yeah,
right.
Me neither. Anyway,
I don't know what that means.
We exist in this realm and we belong to this realm. Just like... We Belong to the Sea. That was a song by Aqua, and they're a great band. And if you disagree, you can fuck off. Basically, they are number one.
Wow.
So anyway, if Aqua is not... Aqua has to be the theme song. Aqua has to be the theme song. Just letting everybody know. Anyway, welcome to it. Welcome to the show. How was everybody's weekend? Everybody have a nice weekend and whatnot? Or
Can we talk about Thanksgiving, even though it's
yeah,
we're
you
not
can
doing
reminisce.
That.
You can reminisce. Right.
I mean, it was the finale, the grand last mm-hmm. one.
Sure.
Went over to grandma's. Was doing some computer troubleshooting.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, let's eat. I did have a lot of. We made a casserole.
Oh
man, a lot of. I had two. I think Thanksgiving celebrations. Personal, private celebration, and then one over grandma's.
There was no green bean casserole this Thanksgiving.
Someone said that, and
I was really bummed out about that.
Oh, someone said that at my grandma's too.
Are they sad about it?
Yeah,
I was.
Sean, the other Sean.
Sean,
mother.
Yeah.
Whoa, you two are like almost the same.
Bitch.
My dad made that.
Oh. I love green bean casserole.
Shouldn't have eaten at my house.
Yeah, you only get it one time a year, and I didn't get it at all.
Did you guys see any relatives?
I saw my relatives.
Unholy Beelzebub strikes again!
I said hello to all of them.
Did they get you sick?
No.
I think someone got me sick again.
Really?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Always getting sick.
Mm. I know.
My mom made an Oreo pie.
Oh.
That had layers of Oreo stuff. And Oreo, and then like... pudding and cream and stuff, and then another Oreo layer. And I said, no, too healthy, so that's why we have this.
Good thinking.
Well, yeah.
Good thinking.
Oh, we should be thankful for KFC as well, the bucket deal.
No, fuck them.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, I want to say thank you to everybody who ordered stuff from us over this weekend. We put out our new Blu-ray on Black Friday. And everybody who ordered that, thank you very, very much.
I had a lot of fun doing that stream.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of streaming on and off all weekend, just randomly. Like, people have watched me print labels, or you guys did a stream, a Metal Gear stream.
Yeah,
I think labels was more exciting, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we listened to 1950s science radio mystery theater, so.
Nice. That was cool, though, because I was on the freeway coming home from Granny's.
Yeah.
And I turned on the Twitch.
Right, sit the fuck down.
Is he done?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I turned on the Twitch app.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get this?
For fuck's sake.
Brian's hungry.
Yeah.
And I saw
this
you.
This is important, Eric.
I saw you listening to those 1940s radio time.
It was
things.
Cool.
Well, then I knew I could come sneak up on you.
And scare me.
Yeah. Well, the chat gave it away.
Yeah. But anyways, it's been a crazy weekend. We've been here the whole time shipping stuff out. And thank you to everyone who ordered something. And we got more stuff going on sale tonight, actually. Yeah. So it gets even crazier.
For Cyber Monday, Mega 64 time is coming back. Hey, speaking of going back to Black Friday.
Yeah.
So I went out, got some stuff. There were a lot of great Black Friday deals in the real world. And I was able to get a few things. A couple things I didn't think were going to be cheap that were. The new Guitar Hero.
Whoa,
really?
Came out. Yeah. It was at Target. It was $59.99. It was the price of a normal game.
Oh, yeah,
with the guitar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll give this a try. And I have to say, I really like the new Guitar Hero, actually.
It looked interesting.
In a different way, I don't like it necessarily better than Rock Band or vice versa. What I dug about it was that it was really trying to do its own thing completely. And, you know, when they showed that it was going to be like a full motion video instead
that
of...
That live thing, it's like a
that
playlist.
I thought was
That's
really jarring.
Crazy.
Yeah, but
I
you
can
know,
see how you're only looking at the track. You're not really, if you're playing, you're not that focused on the character.
It actually really enhanced the feeling of, like, being actually on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everyone's looking at you, and then when you mess up a note, they're all going, like, you know, looking at you like, is everything okay?
Oh, wow.
Like, the reactions are really good. The feeling of being on stage is there. I think the presentation might be a little better than Rock Band right now, because I think what worked about Rock Band was that, and I think they kind of lost this in the new one, is that you would customize every aspect of your band so that it felt like your band.
Sure. Yeah, you can make the drum logo your...
Yeah.
And sure, now you can't do any of that in the new one. And it just feels like you're just watching a CG group dancing around. I don't know, I feel like this brings the personable, the personableness... back to the game.
Right.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed it. The new kind of button setup is weird, but it wasn't like I couldn't get it. It was a little odd.
It looks like there's half buttons down at the bottom of the neck.
Yeah. Well, you're
there's
either
top ones and
you're
lower
playing
ones.
Three white ones on the top and three black ones on the bottom.
Hmm. Okay.
And or actually reverse that. But anyway, the coolest thing though in this game is Guitar Hero TV, which is just an all day streaming music. It's just playing music videos all day.
Right.
And you just log in and you don't pay for DLC. You play whatever's on. Music videos play all day.
Wow.
And you play with them. And you can earn through playing the game replay tokens where basically, okay, I earned a replay token. Did you want to play a song again? And you could pick any of them that have played that day.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that Jack White song played. Okay, cool. And you pick that. You use a replay token
weird.
On that. You can earn those as you play or you can actually just buy them. If you want. And so you could make it, okay, well, I want to play this song 100 times. I don't want it, whatever. Mm. It's kind of a different approach to the DLC thing. And I don't know if it's better necessarily. I still like Rock Band better as a platform to play songs. But this was cool just as a game.
Seems like it lets you try it out before you buy it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Now, how are this like the selection of songs and the TV thing? Are they all shitty? Are they good?
A lot of it is shitty. There's a lot more pop stuff in this game. Which is not a bad thing. You know, I was playing like Katy Perry shit. That was great. That's you know, fun. Whatever. But there's a lot of shitty rock in it. I mean, there's a lot of 30 Seconds to Mars and Good Charlotte.
Oh,
I got to play Shake It Once, It's All Right. Whatever that was.
Yeah, that's
Good
horrible.
Charlotte. Yeah. So anyway, it's fun. If you can find it cheap, I would get it. I mean, you still can't drum and all the other stuff on it. So it doesn't replace Rock Band at all.
Yeah.
In my eyes. But it was cool as its own thing.
I like the solo mode in Rock Band 4 with the guitar so much, though. I'm not interested at all in the new Guitar Hero. But, I mean, that was a way I think they really re-envisioned the... they got rid of keyboards, and yeah, they cut everything back. But that solo mode, if you're playing songs, like there's a lot of Van Halen and stuff, it really feels like I'm up there going like crazy.
Well, that's cool.
Going crazy, guys.
Anyway, that's cool.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, fuck. Jesus
Christ. I just figured out what Eric was laughing at.
Oh, fuck.
What's that?
don't know if the microphones pick up all the slime.
It's real. Why aren't you guys eating?
I'll eat in a little bit.
I've had a lot of delicious food. I'm filled. It's been a wonderful, bountiful
more for us.
Weekend.
Cheers.
I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna eat. Don't worry, guys.
I'm thankful.
It's more for you guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Anyway, that was Guitar Hero. What's new with y'all? Playing anything or?
More Battlefront, but same as last time.
Same report.
No. I mean, same. Looks great. Wish I had more levels. Do we know? Is there a confirmation? People are saying I saw somewhere that you are getting some more levels for free.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jacko.
Yeah, I think that there was a kind of a backlash that forced them to release some games. I think it's going to coincide with the release of the movies that are coming out.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think in like a week or two.
I think it's two levels coming out.
Yeah, you know, man, with that movie, they showed those three trailers. I thought those were great. Those three trailers, all I needed to see. And man, now I just can't escape. It's everywhere. I just can't escape it.
It's everywhere. I saw one trailer. I did too. I haven't seen anything since
then. That's cool.
That you probably see it because it's always on. Is it on TV or
Disney Channel a lot?
Yeah, they keep showing like new little promos.
Because you have that on for like the
kids and stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Since the trailer released, I haven't seen anything.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I haven't looked at any of it.
You watch football, don't you? Like on TV, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff on that.
I mean, they'll like mention merchandise that you can buy, but I haven't seen more of the trailer or more stuff from the movie.
I see.
Yeah. I've been able to avoid it somehow.
Having kids, do you notice that over-aggressive marketing right before this movie comes out works? Like,
yeah.
Are they, like, pumped for...
They are pumped anyways.
Some of them are already Star Wars fans.
Yeah, they are like Star Wars, for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I think that wasn't really an issue. But yeah, for other
things, now, did they want every single toy for Christmas that they see advertised?
Yeah. Well, Sawyer.
I guess it worked on us.
She now says I'm getting that for Christmas. She tells me that she's getting it because Santa Claus is going to bring it to her.
Damn.
You're gonna be disappointed.
She knows.
You'll
be disappointed.
Santa Claus is not going to bring you all that. Anyways, whatever. that's my game, Star Wars.
I played a little more of Yoshi too, but there's nothing else to report about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Yoshi. I got a lot of cheap. Xbox games and stuff like that over Black Friday.
There were some deals.
The Gears of War collection that I never got, I didn't even realize it came out when it came out, was like $15. Like, it wasn't anything.
Wow.
So I got that. I haven't played any of that stuff.
I took advantage of the flash sale that they're having on PlayStation Network right now, and I got Destiny, the two expansion kits, and the Taken King. For $39.50.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
I was talking to Eric about it. I guess it's like close to $200 or something.
It's $100.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So that for $40.
I like Destiny a lot.
So that's the only like real Black Friday deal that I picked up on. Oh, and I got that Transformers game, which is also...
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that was like $20 or something, and I got that. I had the credit from when PSN had that whole... You get a $25 because we promise you Vita can do this, this, and this. So I used that towards that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got that.
You didn't get that email?
Nope. Oh.
I got like, what was it, $10?
I don't get...
No, it was $25.
I don't get anything from PlayStation.
Really?
I've been like one of the most loyal PlayStation people. Whenever they send out promos or like... Even a year or two ago, they randomly just sent out $10 credit just for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get any of those. I don't know.
You should reach out to them.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that, but I don't get anything.
Huh.
It's the same thing with honestly, you guys know how much I have a Disneyland annual pass and all that stuff, how many times I go. I don't get like anything in the mail from them.
Really? I get bombarded. Yeah, I had a year pass like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I still
get emails.
I think that's out of spite.
Yeah, they want us back.
I bet you they could tell how many times you swipe their pass at the gates, and they get sick of you showing up.
They're like, this guy doesn't need to know
exactly.
Yeah, because he doesn't spend money.
We don't need to win him over.
Yeah, they probably think that though.
Ryan's
always like,
they're like, Sean, this guy comes to the park so much, it's actually turning into a detriment. Like people are sick of seeing him.
Yeah,
sick of seeing.
How can you be sick of me?
I don't know.
Do the Disneyland gangs ever give you?
I'm speculating on what Disney might say. I love you.
Have you ever got?
I love you too.
Thanks. I've never been more attracted to my friend than right now. But enough about that.
I'm usually not attracted to my friends, but...
Hey, speaking of Star Wars, we had a Star Wars video come out. Wait, hold on. You're not attracted to your friends?
No.
I'm right here.
That's
you
a
don't
lie.
Find me attractive?
I think we're all very attractive.
I think you guys are nice looking boys, but I remember you saying I'm not attracted to you.
Okay, you're that's not? Weak.
I remember all you right. saying that you thought Derek was pretty cute when he was
Well, yeah, when he's the game girl, when you're in the lipstick and the wig, then
that's
yeah.
just long hair and red lips.
I the rest is all me, baby.
Same product. Product. Yeah, he's not actually a girl.
I think of everyone, I'm the most attracted to Sean.
Thank you.
There's, it's always a sliding scale.
You know what? I'm gonna say racist.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna say
no because he's last on the list with that grease mouth.
What?
calling his people greasy?
No,
oh my god! Lord!
No, I love
oh,
all.
Oh dear Lord!
Extra racist.
No, I get along with everyone.
You should be attracted to him least of all.
Yeah,
him second least of all, but way more than him.
That would be the most.
This is the
that'd give me the most brownie points. You're
this
right.
This would be the most. Politically correct that way to be attractive.
Hope my cousin
to
Paulie isn't watching this podcast. Just for your sake,
Jesus. Yeah. Well, I should definitely be a big fan of Brian as well here.
Yeah.
So okay, you two are the hottest.
Yeah, you should
hottest. Sorry. Kevin, Eric. Well,
leave me out of it. Thank you.
No, you're there a little.
We're all attracted to Eric.
Yeah.
And then where I'm at the end again?
Yeah. Sorry.
The bottom.
Sorry, Whitey.
Yeah.
Yep. Blue eyes, white person.
Sorry, Whitey Corngood. All right.
Yeah, so we had a Star Wars video come out this week. Check it out if you didn't see it. Star Wars is a film that takes place in space.
anyway, next week we're going to... No, I'm just kidding. I thought it'd be a great place to end that.
It is. There's nothing more to say about it.
That video was a pleasant surprise for me.
Oh, really?
I didn't know anything going into it. I wasn't around when you filmed it.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Well, we got one.
People didn't what?
I don't think it was went over haters. That well.
It seemed like
haters.
It seemed like what's the term? A fart in church? It seemed like I don't know. We put it out and I felt like
you
I,
know what? People don't want to talk shit on Star Wars.
I don't think it's that.
No.
I think I think there's plenty of people who are willing to do that. I think maybe maybe the video sucked. I don't know.
You know, let me tell you. Let me say something.
I don't know.
And I mean this. And this looks like I'm putting myself down, but I'm not. This is the truth. Whenever I am like a host of like something in the video, I don't like it. The one exception is Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because it's supposed to be bad. Everything else, when I'm like the narrator or the host or like it's my show, I think the video sucks. Is that coincidence?
Well, I think we all get like that, though.
Maybe.
Because I feel that way about myself. I can't speak for you.
No, I agree. You guys need to step up your game.
Okay, see, I knew it.
Yeah, I tried really hard on that video, and you know what? One man isn't enough. What can I say?
No, I don't know. I was kind of being facetious before, I guess. I think, I think it's hard to make a statement on... Because we're all fans of stuff, and we're all, most people who are watching this love Star Wars. It's hard to make a really clearly defined statement on the commercialism stuff. I think all our video was really trying to say was that some people have kind of forgotten what the appeal of Star Wars was.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, it just kind of... became this thing that you give money to without anything in return.
Well, you're cool if you like it.
With Battlefront, and also, but also too, like even with the new movies, there's this sense of like, man, like stuff with BB-8 was selling out, and we don't know who that is. You know, and so
it's
that
a
was
great
just kind
point.
Of it wasn't, but it wasn't ever intended to be like, if you buy a lot of Star Wars stuff,
no,
you're not as cool as me because I like the movies.
No, but there are like these are kids at like. The kids' school, I see wearing Star Wars stuff, and I know they've not seen the movies. Like, I know they haven't.
Mm.
And
fuck
so,
no.
But which is fine, their parents come in and whatever.
Losers.
But their parents are fans.
But they have a lot of the stuff.
Sure. They have a lot of stuff, though. But I'm just saying that, like, it's cool now to like Star Wars and have Star Wars stuff. And so, that's what's cool. Whether you see it or not.
But anyway, I think it got a little muddled saying that, trying to say something like that, but. Also, I think maybe there was a disconnect with me kind of...
Sorry,
I
hit the wrong button.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
With me playing myself, maybe there was kind of an attitude of like, I'm cool because I only watch the movies. I don't buy
I gotcha.
And that's not true. I mean, I buy a bunch of Star Wars stuff. Not recently.
Right.
Well,
but
do you want to?
Yeah, right.
The 5 foot Darth Vader on my desk.
Can we bring
was
that in here?
A gift.
Can we bring that?
Yeah,
in here?
Right. No, no, was it?
Let's not bring it in here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with him. Why do that?
You
right.
Know what?
What a hassle. No, I don't know. What do you think?
I think we've been really busy, and that video too. Is the product of us being focused with other things at the time. So
sure. Maybe
it
maybe
could have been written better, could have been acted better, and more time could have maybe been used to edit it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But you know what? We put it out, and we're going to move on, and we will recover. I'm not scared.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think my only thing with that, I think the video is fine. I watch it, and I think it's fine. But it's always hard for me when, you know, when we go into a thing like, you know, like all the stuff we've been having going on Black Friday.
And game days, too.
Yeah. Well, no, no. What I'm going to say is the Black Friday thing happening, anytime, like, we do something where it's like, hey, you can buy this thing or whatever, I get super in my own head about, you know, this is me being real for
okay,
a second.
I'm ready. Uh-oh.
I always get in my own head about, like, I want to give people the best thing possible, the best deal possible. And so, like, when our new Blu-ray comes out, I want people to be as amped on Mega 64 as possible.
Yeah.
So, like, last year I was really stoked. We put out that Star Wars video.
Yeah.
And that blew up, not even amongst Mega 64 fans. It had really good mainstream success.
Yeah.
And I felt really good going into Thanksgiving weekend. I was like, yeah, awesome. And I felt really bad because I saw a lot of people kind of down on this video. And I felt like I went into Black Friday weekend just going like, oh, man. Is it okay that we put this Blu-ray out? You know, I honestly think that. I'm like, is it okay to ask people to check this thing out if we don't... You know what I mean? If we... In my head, everything we put out should be the best thing ever. That's how up... You know...
Yeah.
That's well, how always, I get, yeah. You know? Which is not realistic. That's not ever going to happen like that. But, you know, it's... you know, it's hard for me when it's like, oh, some people are kind of split on this. Oh, man, I hope it's okay. And I felt really like I had a lack of confidence. But... Everyone was so nice going into Black Friday, and the amount of support we got with between that and we talked before about our Patreon and all that stuff. People just kind of reaching out and all the insane amounts of emails I got on Black Friday night, good and bad, was really cool. So anyway, thank you everybody, and yeah, look forward to the next thing we put out because it'll probably be funnier.
It's gonna be the sequel.
It will be the sequel. Well, we have to in the spring. We did commit in the spring. We are doing 4 more scenes.
Okay.
For $50. That yeah. I have no problem asking for.
Sure, sure.
But,
$50.
You
gotta get the pass.
Yeah.
How was your email after Black Friday?
Yeah, so in case people don't know, on Black Friday, everything went on sale. Lots of good stuff. Went great. Somehow PayPal reversed the setting where my email...
well, I thought...
I would get...
Somehow. Yeah, Aaron paid Aaron.
Yeah, I guess someone... I should have... I was trying to give the benefit of a doubt. But a setting got flipped.
I told you what it was.
Where I got an email for every order.
Man.
That added another 10% of storage to my Gmail.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, I mean, you're not using it.
10%? What's that, like 1%? Plus zero?
To get 10% of your whole email space in one night, not the best thing to happen.
That's got to be a record.
Yeah. I guess I'll
you
delete
it. You still got room.
Couldn't make do with 90%?
Already a lot was taken, so I'm floating on maybe a 15.
Running on fumes here.
I'm hoping I can still email people.
If Eric pays Aaron to reverse that.
Well, it's already done. We set it for 48 hours.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
Done.
So one-time thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Well, next by Friday, maybe.
Frank War.
Can I see the taters? Boil them, mash them, stick them in the stew?
Pass them taters.
Thank you. Anyway.
Is that all you're going to have, Sean?
Right now. Right.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's all. That's my email.
He's thin.
Go. Is this cool?
Yeah, it looks rad.
Ew, fuck.
I that trick's a rock.
Looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, save it for me.
Oh, God. No, I'm just saying, like, things? Is it floating?
Well, what? It's not green.
With his hands.
This is a good show.
Yeah.
It's
the Cybercast.
We were on a tight ship around here.
Yeah, it'd be something.
Locked in.
What flavor is this?
I'm dialed in.
It's original.
Is it black right now? What color is it?
Kickapoo Black.
What was
it's
I saying a moment ago? This is the sexiest podcast on earth. I just want to reiterate that. We are very attractive. What else did we cover tonight? We're very professional. And we rule. Despite what anybody thinks and despite what the statistics may reflect, we are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stats. And I don't care.
Fuck the stats.
I don't care what the numbers say. A number is just a number, okay?
Well, Prince said numbers, they just fill your head.
Exactly.
True, garbage. And he wrote
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, that's yeah. right.
Yeah, he did write Purple Rain. It's a fucking think about that. And think about all the messages in that are hidden in that title. Purple Rain. It's not real rain. What is it?
You know, probably a lot of our fans are so young they don't remember this, but in 1999, that fucking song of his played everywhere all the time on
loop. Yeah, remember that.
Couldn't get away from it.
Yeah,
what a nightmare.
A lot of our fans were young. Some still are. Were you aware that in 2012, Gangnam Style was a thing?
Whoa. Yeah. I'm thankful for that.
Wow. Yeah. Just think about that.
I will.
Where is that today? Nowhere.
Psy is dead.
Psy is...
Is dead. He dead?
Psy of relief.
Oh. That was that was just the weird bit of the podcast.
Anyway, let's get to the normal part.
That bit was...
Want to get to the normal stuff?
I have a paper here with a bunch of bullshit written on it, so none of this matters. And why is the logo for Snapchat a ghost?
Yeah.
Are we being haunted?
I don't use Snapchat. I've always fucking been mad at that icon because I didn't know what it was for a couple years.
Are you getting scared every time you
Snapchat's been out for like a year.
No,
but I would see
that. Maybe. It's been out for like 3 years.
Okay, well, I would see that logo show up and I didn't know what the fuck it was until I was looking on someone else's phone and they're like, yeah, Snapchat.
Yeah.
But why is it a ghost?
Why is it a fucking ghost? Anyways, podcast question of the week. Is not that. We'll let you know what it is.
It disappears after the picture goes away?
It vanishes, yeah.
Yeah, just like a real ghost. Oh, I guess. That's lame.
Yeah, but the dead are always with us.
That's true. You carry them in your heart.
Yeah.
Why is Twitter a bird?
Tweet.
Because you tweet like a bird.
Oh,
why is Facebook a blue F? Why not a red F?
Yeah.
Anyway, think about it. All
right, well.
Something to think about, American Dad.
Because a red F is failure.
Yeah.
That's taken.
Blue F is what?
Facebook.
Facebook.
What's a green F?
Frankenstein.
Cyber F.
Well.
The green F stands for freons, because you want to get rid of those when you go green.
Free radicals, get them out.
What about orange F?
Orange F stands for Frank Sinatra, because orange was Frank's favorite color. Oh. And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
What about a black F?
Black F.
Oh,
yeah.
Malcolm F.
Get out of this one.
Wait, hang on. What's up, Kerry?
What the fuck?
Get out of this one.
He was his cousin.
Malcolm F.
You think his cousins are all different letters?
Yeah. That was a family tradition.
Malcolm A was father.
There was like 26 Malcolms.
There was a
Malcolm crew.
There was a whole lineage. Yeah, a bunch of cousins.
Malcolm F. There's Malcolm Z.
Oh, no. There should be Malcolm Y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Malcolm Zed was from Australia. True fact.
True.
So was Lord
fact.
Zed.
Anyways, so that's the F breakdown for you.
Yeah. Got that going.
You want more off this list of bullshit that
doesn't
matter?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Cards Against Humanity made $70,000 on Black Friday, not selling anything.
What? Yeah, did you hear about this?
What?
Cards Against
Humanity.
You
could pay them $5.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't give you anything.
They keep doing these experiments.
They did the bullshit.
You could do
and
it.
And it's working.
They're doing these experiments like, how can we not make money? Or they're making money. They know whatever they do. Now at this point, it doesn't matter. Literally,
I just love that everybody in America is like, we need to get the money out of politics. We need to occupy Wall Street. The billionaires are making us all broke. Ooh. Here's $5 for nothing. Anyways, I'm broke, and it's we gotta fix it. Ooh.
Oh man!
Some dipshit tried to send us their bullshit campaign.
We got the bullshit.
Yeah, somebody sent us the bullshit. We have it.
So they paid. They paid for a shipment of fecal matter.
Yep.
Yeah. That was last year. You're so last year.
No, that's what I'm saying. The progression now is this year.
It's nothing.
Donate to them.
Yeah. So next year you might actually get something.
They sent out an email. I got the email. The email said, this year, send us $5. That's it. You won't get anything. Here it is. Here's the link. Send us $5. Black Friday special. It was a really funny email. They made $71,000. What I love the most is that yesterday they put out a graph or basically a giant image. And they said, we wanted to, in the interest of fairness, show where this is going. Our organization has raised over the years over $2 million and they listed all these charities. And they said, this year we're happy to announce we're keeping the money we got from Black Friday. Here's how we're going to break it down. And it's just each employee and what they're buying.
Really?
It's awesome. It's really? Just, yeah, I'm going to finally go to Disney World. Here's this. Yeah, it is all useless bullshit.
Wow.
It's so funny. Anyway, so there you go.
Well, hey, Alex,
you guys paid for that.
No, well, they didn't do it. Maybe they didn't.
None of our fans play that game. I know that's a fact. I know that for a fact. Oh, it is a fact.
I think to make more money, we should say right now, our Patreon, we're not going to deliver.
Cool, yeah.
Because that might make it funnier.
Well,
yeah,
maybe. Too late. Look at this podcast right now.
Then, if we don't deliver, we could just reference this and say it was a bit. So that's
I feel a little
bit of insurance, too. Win-win.
Do you guys feel like the gaming community, us, people we interact with at conventions and stuff, we were on to this Cards Against Humanities thing like 3 years ago, maybe?
What do you mean? Onto it?
We were there at the ground floor when they were kind of coming out.
Hey, the creators are fans.
They came by and gave us samples of the game and we played it.
We gave them shirts.
But it's been a couple years since we've been playing it. Uh-huh. I feel like now this game has permeated
everyone likes
our
it.
Our parents want to get together. Yeah. Like I've heard other friends that have nothing to do with us talking about, like, I just got this game, Cards Against Humanity.
I do feel like it started in, like, this culture, though. Like, the video game.
Yeah.
It started at, like, PAX.
No, definitely. I think just now it's permeating into, like, a wider audience. Or maybe over the last year or so. Because, yeah, I'm hearing about it from people who I would not expect to be playing.
I want to see Ellen and the POTUS sit down with a little pack of Cards Against Humanity.
I bet that would be so funny.
Do you think she would dance in?
She would have to.
With the POTUS? She'd get the card that says, a dog's asshole!
Exactly.
Do you think she'll try to start a little bit? That's a really good Ellen.
All she does.
He watches Ellen. You can tell this guy's an Ellen fan.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's all she does.
Ellen head right here.
You studied Ellen.
Yeah, I have studied Ellen and her arts. And I know the degenerous ways.
Everybody do the degenerous.
What is it?
How do you do the degenerous?
You can do it sitting down.
They normally try to do it over like a table. But it doesn't
yeah, because they're going to sit down first. Who's going to sit down first? Not me.
POTUS and Ellen.
I'm not
here
sitting
we go.
Down. The degenerous, it's like the Bernie. It's the dance you do halfway between standing up and sitting down.
Yeah.
Feel the burn.
Yeah.
In your thighs. Is Eric not dancing?
You better
you're
start.
Not dancing.
You better start.
You're not dancing.
Because
I'm watching you not
dancing. You're not dancing.
You're not doing Ellen's dance?
I was doing it.
All right.
What a fucking unthankful cyberfuck.
Yeah.
Let's do the bump.
I'm going to delete you.
What
a cute bump.
What if the bump ripples through the
Everyone audience? At home is getting free chicken. Look under their seat.
That's Oprah.
That's Oprah.
Whatever.
Oprah would never give anybody free chicken. She gives people
she's
cards.
Me. Oh.
That would be
to Australia.
Imagine like you go to Oprah's
that's not classy.
Free giveaway episode.
That's
you're expecting a fucking Prius under your seat, and it's a piece of chicken,
fried chicken. That's
dude,
not classy.
Hey, is it good?
Hey,
yeah, no taxes on chicken.
Do you remember when Oprah took everyone in her audience to Australia, and the pilot was John Travolta? Get me off that fucking.
Get me off that plane.
Yeah,
he's gonna play his grease shit.
He's going to fly me into a volcano.
They didn't show you, but our armed guards came out of the wings and forced everybody onto that plane.
Dude.
Yeah.
No
he
escapees.
Sent everybody to fucking Xenu. I don't want to be on that plane.
Gonna drop that plane? I've seen
He's
going
to get hand jive until the thing
volcano.
Crashes.
No.
Yeah. Fuck that.
No.
John Travolta, if you're watching this, get out of the plane.
Knock it off.
Yeah, stay on the ground, dumbass.
That's
anyway.
Right. I like my list of bullshit.
Yeah, it's good.
You got more?
I got more. I spent all evening making topics that had nothing to do with video games, nothing to do with Mega 64.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, let's get another hit.
Good so far. Time. We went from turducken to pie caken. It's the combination of three foods into one.
Pie caken.
Pie caken is the new one this year.
What's the N?
Yeah. It's a pie inside of a cake inside of a third thing that I don't know about. Because I only read the headline of the article, which said pie caken. But here's my question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is it?
Can we do better?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there are three holiday foods that we can combine that has not yet been done.
Ooh,
eggnog.
Okay, eggnog is the first ingredient.
Number one.
Eggnog, I'm going to say shrimp.
Yeah. Holiday? Holiday food?
Yeah, it's a fucking holiday food.
I eat it year round.
I only have it on Christmas at Captain Crunch.
All right, well, so okay. Eggnog, shrimp, and Captain Crunch.
Fair enough.
You would have to put
Captain first, right?
You would have to. You have to put one inside the other inside the third thing. So,
I was just trying to come up with a name first.
So we'd have to soak the Captain Crunch inside the eggnog and then stuff it into a jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh my
yes.
gosh, that's so fucking good.
That does sound fucking good.
And it would be called Cap Shrimp Nog.
Crimp. Wow.
Cap Shrimp Nog.
Nog Shrimpin.
Captain.
Nog Shrimpin.
Nog Shrimpin.
Nog Shrimpin. That's good.
You don't want to use the whole
Nog
Captain...
Shrimpin. Spending G's.
Please, take this seriously. Sorry.
Captain
or
Prom
you can
Nog.
Make a batter out of the eggnog and make a breading
Ooh,
out of the Captain
You
Crunch.
Could do that and coat the shrimp in that.
Coat it.
Oh, fry. Batter. Yeah.
Fry. That's too normal.
All right, so we'll see you at Christmas with some crimp nog shrimpin.
Ooh, that's coming up, the Christmas cast.
Christmas is coming.
Somebody's got to make that. Hey, you know what? I want to see somebody make that.
Yeah, and eat it on the Christmas cast.
Captain Crunch eggnog mixture stuffed inside a shrimp or battered on the outside of the shrimp.
I'll do that for my shrimp.
Somebody who knows how to cook that up.
What's the official name?
Please.
Crunch Shrimp Noggin.
No, Nog Shrimpin.
Nog Shrimpin. That's what we're going to call it.
EAC. I'm just a Christmas man. Eat in. Christmas fun.
Yeah, eat that.
Ew. Oh fuck! Thank you.
Oh fuck you!
You keep going.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, no!
Thank you.
Oh no!
No.
This is
Garrett. No, we don't.
This is like some feeders shit.
Oh,
feeders.
That really.
Thank you, Daddy.
Ew, not me. Why? Don't call me Daddy.
These greasy lips.
That's what they do in the fetish videos.
I know. That's what they do.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, what the fuck?
How about another napkin there? Can you tear me off a piece of that TP?
I'm a foodie fucker.
Get out of here. Thank you.
Yeah, Rocco, how was Creed? Was it good?
The movie Creed was good. It was...
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Wait.
Who do you believe? Email podcast amazing.
Leave it at that.
Sorry, I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Man, okay. There was a lot of food shoved in my face at once. Creed, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Creed, let me tell you. Okay. The reviews have been very good.
Yeah.
And that's exactly my review of it. You can't go wrong with it. It was emotional. It was... exciting. It was a great, a legitimately good addition to the Rocky series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
However, it really played, you know, it's another sequel that just kind of doesn't really take a lot of risks. So you can't go wrong with it in terms of, you know, it was fun to watch.
Boxing drama.
Right? Yeah, but it really doesn't go anywhere that's like, I don't know. It wasn't. It was not really any provocative new territory for it. But it was a heartwarming holiday viewing.
Sure. Now, did anyone see The Good Dinosaur?
No.
One of the lowest Pixar openings ever.
Yo, Mega 64 podcast 65. Sorry.
Oh, the humanity.
So one of the lowest Pixar openings ever for The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah. Everyone I know who brought it up over Thanksgiving weekend went, "Is that out?"
Yeah. Well, they've been pushing it so hard, but I don't care. I don't know what it is. I don't really care. But
well, they already did a Pixar movie this year.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah. And I know what it is. You're a grown man.
No, I get that. But I like Pixar.
Grown ass man.
I mean, like
your dad.
I am. But you know, I'm excited to take my kids to go see Inside Out. Like I was like, oh, let's go see it. I was like,
and
ready.
Inside Out was awesome.
Yeah, it was. But like, I don't like. They want to see it, but it's like, yeah, we'll go.
Inside Out was really visually compelling, and it was, oh, this is about the inside of someone's mind. You knew right away. Oh, this is a neat concept for a Pixar movie.
That's true.
What's Good Dinosaur about? The dinosaur and the kid.
The kid's like a dog.
You know?
Is he like a caveman kid?
Even Toy Story. Did you know your toys come to life when you turn away?
I did not.
That's a concept.
Okay.
What's a Good Dinosaur? The kid. Well, the kid barks. So that's it in a nutshell, I think. I will see it. I will see it, but I haven't seen it.
I like checking out Pixar stuff.
No, I do too. I think that they're moving.
But I'm out of it. Like I haven't seen. Well, I don't even know the Ilsa and the
that's
Snow
not Pixar.
Princess. That's Disney,
not,
right?
That's Disney.
Nope. I can skip those, right?
The Disney ones. No. The Ilsa and the Snow Princess is Disney.
That's I can skip that though, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I want to let you know, everybody hates the Ilsa and the Snow Princess.
No, they hate that little Olaf snowman. that ugly-ass snowman with the carrot nose.
Not as much as they hate the Ilsa.
What's... I don't know what it is. I don't know the name of her.
That's her name in the movie, the Ilsa.
The Ilsa. Ilsa and the Snow Princess.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. You are right. Look, you got it.
I can almost guarantee I'm not right.
Somebody in the chat, tell us.
You say yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Whatever. Anyway. Let it go.
Hey.
Fuck you.
I want to thank our sponsors.
Fuck you.
Give me a minute. I'll be able to thank the sponsors.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, hey, Derek, can you give them a minute?
Give them a minute.
Kickapoo Joy Juice and Loot Crate. Check out Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go to drinkkickapoo.com. Check them out on Amazon. Look them up.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. Get yourself a case of Kickapoo. I like the peach flavor. Some people like sangria red flavor. Some people like pina colada blue. Some people like cyber black original.
I like, yeah. I'm a Cyberman.
Check them all out. You know what? They had a booth at Game Days. A lot of people got free samples. And I was surprised, as Sean said, the response was, wow, this is actually good. Yeah, it's actually good. What do you think we're fucking
yeah, I think
slinging
we're fibbing
over
to
here?
You?
We just said we don't like our latest video. We're honest.
Yeah.
We're honest blokes.
We tell you when our videos suck and when the soda is good. Yeah. Okay, so no more questioning our opinions.
Asking.
Unless it's Rocco saying Creed is good. You can question that.
You can question that.
Well,
did you see
video.
It?
No.
Nobody else saw it.
Nobody saw it.
I didn't think it was going to be good. I went and saw it because I like Stallone.
We already talked about Creed. We're talking about Kickapoo.
I like Stallone.
And now we're going to talk about Loot Crate.
Yeah.
Loot Crate. You know what? These guys are so great.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to say they suck.
I would never think that.
I said that last week. That was a bit.
Oh, that was the Loot Crate.
Oh.
I was being...
Psych.
That was the lie.
I was being facetious. It's a form of humor. Check out the Wikipedia page if you need enough.
Oh, so you saw Creed and you loved it. That wasn't it?
Go to lootcrate.com/mega64.
You keep bringing up Creed.
I think we're sponsored by Creed. Digital
Creed. The movie sucks. The band sucks.
Next month's crate's
going
to be the Creed crate.
Yeah, it's going to be Loot Creed.
Oh, my God.
And there's going to be a boxing glove and a bloody mouthpiece in the box. And
a chicken
a will.
Chase.
Scott Sapp's will. Is that his name? Stapp?
Scott Stapp.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, I like my bit, but they fucking wrecked it.
Yeah, okay. This thing was a sinking ship.
Now you see why the Star Wars video sucked. Anyways.
LootCrate.com. LootCrate.com/Mega64. Subscribe, and you'll get a box of stuff every month at a great deal. Thank you, Loot Crate, as always, for sponsoring us. And thank you, Kickapoo.
And shop.mega64.com, you probably already went there.
Yes.
So you know what? You're good on that one. Don't go there, actually. You're good.
Well, tonight, Cyber Monday, Mega64 time is going to come back. Mega Mansion sweatshirts are going to come back.
And the posters.
So once they get those, they'll be good.
Mega64 time posters going back on sale.
Yeah. Once they get those, they'll be good. I just want to add that asterisk.
Yeah. And let me say, if you ordered on Black Friday or going to order on Cyber Monday, please be patient. We're working on it. We're working around the clock to get stuff out to you.
We got shippers shipping right now.
We have someone working right now. We do. So thank you to everyone, and we are working on it. We'll get it out to you. Promise you. That's a promise.
Thank you, KFC.
You said fuck them earlier.
Yeah,
That was a bit. We do
I thought
bits.
It was like corporate thanks cast. Kind
His
of
thing. Bit was the
you
one
You know
thing.
What? I want to put out podcast question of the week. Does food improve the podcast? I realized.
I hope you know that the people who email are going to say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they will. We do a lot of podcasts that revolve around food.
Sure.
But it's just us grossly putting food in our mouth.
Changing it up.
We've done that for like 8 or 9 years now. Does food. Is it good?
Close on Rocco's plate. I think we have the answer.
If people say yes, okay, it's not a yes or no question, it's an essay question, okay? Back up your answer.
Yeah, and don't post in the chat. He told you to email podcast question of the week.
Yeah.
I see a lot of activity in the chat.
We're going to read the good answers one way or the other next week, and we'll finally determine what the fans think. Does food improve the podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas cast.
That
legendary cast.
That one is better.
Well, that's an even bigger mess of...
It's even grosser.
It is. There's a lot of vomit. Towards the second half of the podcast,
certainly heady in here.
I
don't like being in here.
There's a lot of yeses
when it happens, and I don't watch it when it's done.
There's some people that really love when the vomit goes.
Let me tell you, editing that is just.
Are
the
those
worst.
Normal people?
No, there are people at home behind the little screens, tick tapping away on the you know,
they love keyboard. They love VOM.
Yeah.
Anyways, let us know your thoughts. Do you like when we get gross? This is another way to phrase it.
Eric, you don't get to vote.
Your head.
I got here. Hi.
Whoa. Wow.
Welcome back.
I popped my head through the realm, the
Better
cyber realm.
Ever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Favorite hat.
It doesn't green screen out.
Hey. I know, because you can't green screen
the
perfection. Yeah.
Hey, I want to say real quick. Going back to shit we were watching or whatever, I want to say another thing about Creed. I'm messing with that's another bit. hey, I want to say thank you to the people who sometimes people will keep emailing me, hey, watch this thing. And sometimes they can reach a limit, like when it's a fucking Tarantino movie and they've been emailing you for a year.
Yeah.
That can reach its limit. But I had people kindly encouraging me to continue or watch more of the HBO show The Leftovers. Which was Damon Lindelof's show, and I gave it a try when it first aired. It really felt like everyone was just really sad and talking really quietly to each other, like it was a college student's web series. I just didn't like it.
I saw half an episode in a hotel room, I think with one of you guys, when we were at some convention.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what it was, and we were just making fun of it. Yeah. I thought it was some B-movie, and I found like, that was The Leftovers?
You know what's funny is I've seen that episode. Yeah. So I went back, and I've watched it, and I'm pretty much caught up now.
Yeah.
I went back and just watched as much of it as I could. And that one episode was actually supposed to be kind of off.
Oh.
Like, it's funny watching it now. I was like, in the context of the rest of it, it actually, that makes sense. But it's a kind of a screwy episode.
Yeah.
I do remember sitting
in a hotel going, like,
yeah, what's
who
the
would
fucking
ever
point of
sit
this?
Down and watch this?
Yeah, it was really hard to watch. Bad. That's a show, and now that I've seen it pretty much all until this point, that is better for marathoning it than on its own. Because, each episode on its own did not stand very well. That being said, anyway, the first season was very kind of dry, whatever, but the reason I picked it up was that the second season just started and I saw an episode just on randomly, it was on TV somewhere and it was very lost. There was some lost shit happening in that episode. And I was like, I didn't know the show kind of went here. Hmm. And so now I've caught up and it's great. It's really, really
like
great.
It.
I really like it.
Oh, weird.
It's a slow burn. But it's I'm really enjoying where it's at. It's right now where it's at is at the same level of Mystery of Lost, where okay, now someone knows something, but they're we're so close to understanding what it is. And anyway, it's great. I'm enjoying it.
Lost was Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Carlton Cuse is doing The Strain now.
I think he's working on The Strain. I'm
so
not sure.
That's what I'm
he's
watching.
Doing. Some other show too.
I started season two of The Strain.
Oh yeah.
And that show's really, really cool.
Really?
I really dig it. Especially the opener to this season had like a very Renaissance period, or like back in time flashback. But you know how they would do that in Lost? There'd be like a whole episode that had a long montage of like them back in the fucking, way back in BC time or something like that. Mm-hmm. There was like that quality of production in this pilot or this season premiere episode. And it's all Carlton Cuse. It has a very Lost feeling to
it. It's funny because, The Leftovers is doing that too. There's been some insane flashbacks.
What if those guys are still like talking like
Great minds think alike, I guess.
That's cool. Anyway. That and Evil Dead, Ash versus Evil Dead has just been awesome.
Has it?
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to check that out.
I just kind of brushed it aside. What do you think about it?
Oh, it's like they took the storyline of a new movie and just put it in like 10 half-hour episodes. And it's been, I've seen the first four now, I think.
Yeah, because what I had heard was, I guess Sam Raimi did everything for the first episode. He directed it
he
and everything.
Did.
And a lot of people told me it kind of lost a little bit of its spark in the following episodes because he wasn't handling everything and it was someone else doing it. Do you think that's true or no?
It's fit right in line, I think.
Really? Okay.
And I feel like, honestly, he can be a little too campy at times.
Oh, sure, yeah. It might be okay for Evil Dead, but in general, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, like, Evil Dead in a movie, it's like, it's one little thing, it's got...
Yeah.
It's over. You can deal with it for a little bit, but I couldn't imagine 10 whole episodes of that same sort of... Camp?
Just sure. Bruce Campbell being Ash with a machismo.
Yeah, everything has its limits.
There's a little of... You get that. You get him being his chauvinistic self, definitely. But then there's a lot of new characters to break that up. Like he's... And they kind of explain this, like, he's an older guy now. I mean, this is how many years after the other movie. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like... adopted these two kids to like team up with him, even though he feels like maybe I've been a lone wolf all along, but I need some help now. And they add like a lot of comic relief to it's great for a show on Stars. I've never seen.
Yeah, I've never. I don't think I've watched Stars.
I don't think we were ever going to get another Evil Dead film with Bruce Campbell in it, directed by Sam Raimi. I just didn't think that they've been trying to get that to happen for like 10 years. You've been hearing a buzz about that. At one point, it was an Ashton Kutcher remake. I mean, there is an Evil Dead remake.
Yeah.
But there was a point where they were going to get Ashton Kutcher to play. There was a big rumor about that.
Yeah.
Ash in a new movie. But this is what they came up with, was Stars funded it, and they are doing this, you know, season one, and then it's already been greenlit for season two show. You're getting, you know, Ash fighting Deadites with the comic relief and all the writing that felt like it came right out of the three movies. And a lot of ties, like they've tied stuff from the first movie in. I just saw an episode where they tied some stuff from the second movie in. I didn't see much mentioned from there, but...
Army of Darkness is in a legal situation. Yeah. They don't have the rights to it, and they can't, like, show it or something.
Whenever they do flashback stuff, they use Evil Dead 1, which I thought was interesting, because Evil Dead 2, production-wise, is a lot better looking on film. Mm-hmm. But they do a lot of flashback stuff, but only with the first movie.
Yeah, and I think there's a legal reason, I read that they had to really dance around that. Like, they really had to, like, okay, you could say this, because this happened in Army of Darkness, but you can't really show it, or you can't really...
I think Army of Darkness sucks.
Really? That was the first one I ever saw.
Me too.
I didn't know there were sequels.
Me too. And that's why I never watched the first two for so long, because I didn't like Army of Darkness.
I just didn't know they existed.
I saw them all.
Yeah.
I saw them all in, like, when they did Midnight Movie, whatever, like a few years ago. And I enjoyed them all. I had a good time. Army of Darkness was cheese, but I enjoyed it.
Me and my sister rented Army of Darkness from Blockbuster. Like, every couple of years, we'd remember, like, oh, yeah, that one movie. Let's get it.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and as a kid, I think...
Being younger, especially.
Being younger, yeah, that movie's really funny, and, like, it's just got this adolescent humor. It's silly, and then it's got these cool monster, and I love monster movie stuff. Yeah. So it's got the makeup effects and everything, and tons of gore. Then, like, yeah, becoming an actual fan of film, I found out, whoa, this fucking campy thing I liked when I was a kid has two legitimate horror prequels.
Yeah.
Like, splatstick horror, I mean, for the second one, but they definitely went way up higher on my list. Like, I don't dislike Army of Darkness, but it is last place when it comes to Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead.
Yeah, I think the first one is this, like, independent horror movie, and the second one is, like, a mainstream horror adventure, almost like comedy.
Well, I think he kind of realized that people were laughing in the theater at the stuff.
But the third one kind of like pushes too far into comedy, like not really taking itself seriously.
Yeah.
Honestly, just kind of can be described as stupid towards the end of it. It just devolves into like a little bit stupid.
Well, it is. It, you do run the risk of... I had a good time watching it, but it does run the risk of things can get so silly that you can't hold interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that movie, I could see that. Kind of by the end, I could see that. I had a good time, but that's how I felt about that was my big issue with Crank 2, is I think Crank 1 was a great mix of this is stupid, but exciting.
Yeah.
And the second one was so many gags that just personally, I couldn't maintain interest in it. It's like, I know, everything you do is just silly. I know. And I could see Army of Darkness like that. I think I went into it not really maybe expecting much, and so I had an okay time, but anyway. Some movies can sometimes push that too far, especially sequels. Sequels always feel like they need to, we got to go the extra step, and it's like,
amp it up to 11.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
The show definitely doesn't get too campy like Army of Darkness did at times.
Yeah.
It has the flow of like a show, half hour to half hour.
I really wish they would have named it something differently.
Ash versus the Evil Dead is...
I think that's like the worst name for a show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't even think about it.
Yeah, that's so off my radar. I'm baffled that bothers me.
It really bothers me. I don't know.
The only thing that bugs me is they use CG blood and stuff a little too heavily. They have practical.
It's pretty easy to use.
But there's a lot of practical effects they use in it. And that's me coming from being interested in makeup effects.
Hey, you know what is funny is I was just watching Terminator this weekend, the first Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd never seen it before. I'd seen like parts of it.
Really, the original one?
Yeah, the original. Oh, no kidding. I've seen parts of it on like TV and people rent it, but I never like sat down and watched the whole movie.
Yeah,
and it made me have a lot of thoughts about the world of filmmaking. So many different thoughts. Like, first of all, Terminator 1 is pretty good, but it's really funny to me to compare it to Terminator 2, which is essentially the same movie, but everything is done way better.
Yeah.
Like, done with a budget.
Yeah. It has a heart behind it, too.
Done with a budget, but just like everything, the devil is in the details, and Terminator 1 always does like 85%, where Terminator 2 does 100% nails the details.
Yes.
Down to like the time travelers go back in time. In Terminator 1, there's electricity, and then they show up and they're naked. Terminator 2, the same thing happens, but you get that like sphere
of burnt asphalt.
Everything feels real. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like just so many things. Like the Terminator gets his clothes by going up to this gang, but in Terminator 1, they're almost like a parody of a gang.
It's
like
Bill.
Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Like straight out of a comic book, they've got like colored mohawks, they've all got switchblades. Terminator 2. He gets his clothes from a real gang, like a biker gang, like somebody you'd actually be afraid of to tango with in real life.
Yeah.
And like he gets the gang, he like punches a hole through one of them to show he's really strong.
Yeah.
Well, in Terminator 2, they like burn him with a cigar. He's totally unfazed. And then he throws him across the
pool
room.
Cue to the back of the head. I mean, he gets fucked up in that bar.
Yeah. Even like the last one I'll give an example for is like these little moments. In Terminator 1, there's a point where he steals a big rig. He, like, gets into the big rig, and there's a guy in the passenger seat, and he's like, get out. And he'd just been, like, run over from a car, so he's kind of mangled. They do that same gag in Terminator 2, because then the guy gets out. In Terminator 2, T-1000, like, crashes a motorcycle into the helicopter, like, melts into it, and then turns to the guy's like, get out. And the guy jumps out of a helicopter. It's like, yeah, in the first one, the Terminator's so scary, you just get out of the truck. In the second one, he's so scary, you jump out of a helicopter.
Do you think that comes from having not only a budget, but having the faith of a studio to make something
This is what I thought. I felt like it was a testament to just trying your hardest always. I feel James Cameron made Terminator and really tried to make a groundbreaking sci-fi movie, and it was pretty good. And he got the opportunity to do Terminator 2, and he just wanted to do all those same ideas, but better now. And it was really like, once you have a success, even if it's kind of shitty, when you look back at the original Terminator, I think it's easy to say, like, this is kind of crappy. But it opened the door for him to do something that was
huge.
What he really pictured it would be.
I think it's a sci-fi movie that definitely is in the vein of stuff like Halloween. It's just a stalker movie. It's straightforward. It's totally straightforward. Terminator 2, stuff is happening, and you're getting, like, a lot of backstory.
Yeah, there's heart there.
Terminator 1 is just, it's straight ahead. Like, this thing is coming, keep moving forward. This thing is coming, keep moving forward. The thing explodes, keep moving forward.
Yeah, it's new. The second one's nuanced.
Way more basic than the second one, which goes a lot bigger.
Well, I want to keep interrupting you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's easy to say the first one's basic, but the first one lays all the groundwork.
Exactly.
Like, there's so much you're not giving it credit for that. In Terminator 2, they could see, like, this worked, this didn't work, let's tweak this, and let's just do that same story, but it's perfect now.
Yeah.
It's a really, Terminator 2 is like the perfect sequel, maybe the best action movie ever made, in my opinion.
Maybe probably best sequel ever made. One of them.
One of them. But then I also had this thought when I was watching it, and the final, and this made me think about like new movies now and special effects. In the end of the original Terminator, he kind of burns away, and it's just a skeleton of the Terminator walking.
Yeah,
that's one thing that they didn't replicate in the second movie. They didn't try to do that again
because it didn't look good.
It didn't look very good. But I thought for the time, it kind of, to me, watching it now, it looked just as good as Jason and the Argonauts, the skeleton from the
50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made me think, like, you know, in the 50s, when they did Jason and the Argonauts, that was so mind-blowing. People had never seen skeletons able to move on their own. So when they did it in that movie, people said, like, that looks real. They've perfected special effects. And then that kind of procedure was, they made that in the 50s, and they were still doing it 30 years later in the 80s.
Yeah.
Still saying, like, this is perfect. We mastered this 30 years ago. Like, we can make movies look fucking real. And then you go back, you look at them now, and it's like, that looks crappy. It made me think about how CGI is so widely accepted now, and people always make that argument of, like, we finally perfected CGI. The stuff in the past looked okay, but now it looks perfect. And it just made me think, like, in the 50s, they had the same statement about Jason the Argonauts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably when they saw Terminator, they had the same statement of, holy shit,
we did it.
We've perfected it. But we can get no better.
In Terminator 1, they had the walking robot. In Terminator 2, they had the T-1000 being all liquid metal, and that was, I felt like, the same effect, but for that time.
Yeah, it was CG.
Like, him going through the bars and being, like, 3D, crazy shit, totally different, totally above the time, and that's the that was the new, like, oh, look, this is the hot shit.
Well, that was kind of the transitional moment because, you know, Jason the Argonauts, the stop-motion skeletons, was made in the 50s, and like I said, they're still doing it 30 years later. And then right around when Terminator 2 came out, that's the same year, or just right around when Jurassic Park came out, and those were two very, like, innovative CGI movies. And here we are 25 years later still relying on those effects. So
what's the
next thing? I think they will become dated eventually. And basically, special effects are always going to look shitty.
Yeah.
A couple years into
a couple years later.
You watched, like, Dobby from the Harry Potter franchise.
Not Avatar.
That thing looks dumb.
Yeah, better now.
Better. Avatar's better now. Can't wait for Avatar.
But you know what?
You get two more movies coming.
The full body shots in the original Terminator are stop motion, but they still built an actual exoskeleton had it puppeted and stuff. You can tell it's puppeted, but it still is scarier than the stop motion parts. The stop motion parts are like, okay, he's not really there, but when it's the puppet coming at you, like,
it's creepy.
It's a limping robot.
Yeah. She's
I will say, not as scary though as the robot with the do-rag in Terminator Salvation.
Terminator 4.
Everyone hates the do-rag guy. He gets sweaty.
Well, because in the future, is it a do-rag or a do-raggedy? Anyway, no, I was just going to say, all the stuff you said about Terminator, I think it's just all a matter of confidence. And in that second movie, it's, you know, you said the gang is goofy in the first one. Then in the second, you know, it's like, you go in, if you're making a movie, maybe one of your first, you go, you kind of have an attitude of, well, no, I mean, no one will take this seriously, so, you know, do this. And, it, you know, it's becoming your own as a filmmaker, where you go, no, commit 100% to this. If you commit 100% to it and you put 100% of yourself into it, it will be taken seriously. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah, I also, well, I think for me it was like James Cameron was able to get better. I think like Terminator 1.
That's true too, yeah.
Terminator 1 is pretty good and it just opened the door. It showed to me like, look, everybody who dreams of becoming a filmmaker always says like, I want to make something like Terminator 2. But when you watch Terminator 1, you see, like, okay, there's a progression here. Like, it takes years. Like, you get better over time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. It's very inspiring to watch Terminator 1 and be like, this, like, led to Terminator 2. It's the same guy who made them both. They're so different quality-wise, but it was just cool. You could see the path.
It's funny. We were just talking about Evil Dead 1 and 2, and they're almost the same story done by the same director and team, and it's his ability to go back in with a studio budget as well.
Yeah. I think, like,
that's probably a pretty rare case where a director gets to do that.
When you have such a good idea, sometimes you make a movie and it's a little bit amateurish, but you might get the chance to, like, do it again and do it better and realize how it's supposed to be. But on the flip side, you know, George Lucas got to make a special edition of Star Wars, and that was his same intention. He's like, now I can make it how I always envisioned
it.
Yeah. Well, the prequels.
And then the prequels, too.
How he was supposed to, so all you filmmakers out there, if you want to make Terminator 2,
you have to make Terminator 1 first.
So go make Terminator 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, really, go film it. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching this week. I'm good.
You got a little
anyway, thanks for watching this week. It's been a great Thanksgiving weekend. And once again, thank you everybody who has supported us. Hey, if you support us on Patreon, thank you again. Next month is when we finally receive the funding that you've
so generously given
us, and we can start getting to work on the improvements and the things that we promised. And so you'll start to see that. I mean, well, we already did one podcast. Looks better.
Hey,
here it is.
Look at this.
Trust me, when you go back to watch this, podcast looks better.
Hey, look at this.
So every podcast pretty much will look like this now.
Yeah.
Cool. But anyway, you'll see a lot of stuff happen once that all kicks in. And so thanks to everybody who did that. And thanks to everybody who bought our merch, the new Blu-ray. Again, Mega 64 paid DLC expansion pack.
Thanks, man.
Is it? Paid DLC expansion pack, exclusive early access on disc unlockable. Did I do it?
You did it.
That's the first time.
Boom, baby. I did it. Every time. Anyway, the new Blu-ray is out. You can pick that up. And tonight, Mega 64 time, our DVD of our earliest years, our earliest stuff, inside and outside Mega 64. You can get it, a copy for yourself. We'll print it one more time. That's it, baby.
That's it, baby.
That's it.
It looks nice as shit,
though. Looks good. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for supporting us. Thanks for watching the Mega 64 podcast.
And we'll see you in the cyber realm.
Let's do a cyber goodbye.
Is it cool?
Whatever you...
interpret
Kevin,
that to be.
Kevin, is this cool?
Yeah.
Can you get just there?
No, wait, what? I don't know if you can show them.
What?
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I don't think you have to cut that? Do you have to cut that?